When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Tackling Life Podcast with the great Ray Lewis and me, Dr. Christian Conti. It's a success podcast that tackles life through the lessons of sports. Ray, how you doing?
Doc, I'm good, man. What's up with you?
I'm kind of on a high from getting to see you, the fun side of you, on TV winning a whole different kind of championship last night.
Doc, what is you? Tell me what you seen last night, Doc.
I mean, I got to see you beat Tony Gonzalez on Spike's lip sync battle.
Oh,
and it was hot in there, I'm gonna tell you.
No, man, look, I was out last night, so I didn't get to see it, but of course I've seen it. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun, bro. I mean, we actually done two songs, but that was like the feature song. And then I just had fun with it, man. I had fun with it. And so LL was, him and Kimura was like really cool. And just, we just kicked it, man, the whole day. So it was really, for me, going into it, you know, like seeing the way a video was shot. And I've been on videos before and things like that, but you know, to just have it, people following you and you're the main thing and everything. and then we messed around and reached out to Nelly. And I think he was out of the country, like in China or whatever. And then I was like, bro, you know, you come through. And he was like, I come through. So he like came through, man. I'm like, I got this idea. Let's do this. Let's have Nelly come out. Let's, you know, that's my song. I come out to him a dance when I come out of the stadium. So it worked out perfectly, man. It was a really fun time.
Yeah, it was. I was going to say it was over the moment that Nelly walked out. But then at the end, when you had all the dancers, everybody did your dance. I was like, that's it. It's over.
That's where you finished
the deal.
You got to put an exclamation on it, Doc.
Poor Tony.
It was good, though. It was good.
That was a blast. And I have to say this, too. I had to rewind it and watch it twice whenever I saw LL kind of leaned over to you and said, I'm just watching you. I'm just watching you watch Tony do the whip it. He did whip it good.
Hey, man, that's TG, man. Hey,
that's awesome. Hey, so what's it like down there? You're down there on the other side of the fence on the Super Bowl, and I know you've been doing this a couple years now, but I just wondered if you could talk a little bit about what it's like to be on this side of the media coverage of a Super Bowl rather than as a player.
Man, I think it's, you know, honestly, man, it's like, it's just so much less pressure because it's like you get to experience like things that you never gotten to experience. You know, like you come to Super Bowls, man, and most of the times when you're playing in them, bro, you're so, if you're trying to win it, you're so serious. You don't do nothing. You don't go nowhere. Hotel practice, right? And now, man, it's just so many like opportunities and stuff that's going on. You know, you're just meeting so many different people. Just really politics and marketing, just everything, bro. So, you know, I have a big party here tomorrow night, Saturday night. I had a cigar event at Stogie's the other day with Rocky Patel. And that was just amazing. And everything. And so, it was just really good. It was just, and so now I got a Cigars and Ideas party Saturday night called Cigars and Ideas. And so just think about this concept, right? What I came up with. So all of the people that come through the Super Bowl, right? And this is what you get to do when you're not playing. Okay. All the people that come through the Super Bowl. So instead of throwing these just parties, right? People just get together and throw parties. So I'm sitting down and I'm watching all these entrepreneurs and I'm starting to deal with a couple of these companies. And I said, you know what? I want to put a party together that's basically a bunch of entrepreneurs coming together and everybody bringing business cards and everybody having conversation. Mm-hmm. And then I said, but how do you get it relaxed though? Because I don't want to have to look at somebody in the eye and have to sign NDAs and all that. I just want you to I just want you to have a conversation. And so that's why I came up with the cigars and ideas, right? And so now this party is really picking up a lot of steam. And just imagine to have all of those young, bright minds, old, bright minds, there's so many successful people going to be in there to have this. But that's the type of things you can do, you know, like when you're not playing. When you're playing, you can even think of doing something like that. Yeah, so it's been a good time, man. I mean, I'm really, really, I met some interesting people. I'm really talking about a lot of deals and things that I'm, you know, trying to, you know, that's like support and figure out, man, causes that I'm partnering with. A lot of things happened today with Microsoft today. You know, we signed another like partnership to help these, you know, kids, these disadvantaged youth with the STEM program. So it's been good. It's been really good. Good week.
If I was having some cigars and ideas and I was coming up with an idea to get everybody to be relaxed, you might make them all have a dress code like me, show up in jeans and a t-shirt and a hoodie.
No, hold on, Doc. Hold on. Let me talk to you, Doc. This ain't no jeans and hoodie type event, Doc. This red carpet.
Has that ever stopped me?
I would make an exception. But you know what's interesting is so my nephew Jared Grady, who plays D-line on Atlanta Falcons, so I texted him this text last night, and I let him get through his first few days. But now I just text him this text to let him know now, like these days, I don't think people realize this about the game. These days, Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's your money days. Like, I'm telling you, that's 100% focused. That's at least 2 gallons of water. That's 4 Pedialytes down. That's eating 5 and 6 times a day. That's being in the bed no later than 8:30. You're trying to get 8 to 10 hours of sleep, you know, but you're trying to watch and cram so much film in on these days, that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And most of the times you know it, but you just want to assure yourself that you know it.
Right.
So for me, I'll never forget, I used to go back to the film. And I'm telling you, the last Super Bowl, bro, I freaking fell asleep in the freaking film room. I'm like, because there's nothing else to do. You know, there's nothing that concerns me, no party, no anything, because now it's 100% about winning. But so I texted him that the other night, man, trying to just give him that mindset of great ones, legends. Your name can be made in a game like this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you or did other players that you know like tune into the media events and kind of watch that stuff during the downtime to kind of see what was going on? Or is
that something I've never watched one television report. Okay. I didn't care. It didn't matter. It was like, you know, and it's funny because my mom just introduced this to me the other day. She was just like, son, it's so much stuff that I'm going to show you that I got saved up for you that you have never seen. Like you don't, you know, because she's been there for Pro Bowl, both Super Bowls. So, moms really gets out and gets all the memorabilia and records all these different things. And so I'm kind of surprised. I'm really, you know, excited to see what she's talking about. But Doc, man, I don't turn on no TV. You know, like the only thing that matters, and this is what's interesting, right? Because you have two totally different teams, right? So you have the New England Patriots, who's the wise ones, right? Who has the general of all generals in Tom Brady, right? And then you have this young gunslinger in Matt Ryan with all these new shiny pieces. You know what I'm saying? Young defense. I mean, their defense, I think the oldest guy, 26, 27 years old. So they have a young defense, right? So you're asking yourself, how would this play out? Right. Like, how will this game play out? And that's what I think when I was playing, what I was trying to figure out, like, okay, who we playing? And then the first one we was playing, like, the Giants, I was like, you know, just being no disrespect to them, but I was like, ooh, they in trouble. Like, ain't nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do. And then this last one, honestly, so I said the same thing about this. I was like, really? I was like, man, this like Kaepernick thing, it's cute, but it won't win no Super Bowl, not against me. And so and so now, you know, I'm sitting there playing it all out now, man. But I tell you, you don't think about nothing else but the game. If you're trying to be on the other side of that rope, which is filling the confetti drop in 2 days.
That's the key right there. I think if you're trying to be on the other side of the rope, the advice you just gave is the advice every young athlete out there should be listening to, which is don't pay attention to that noise and stay focused on what they need to focus on. It's got to be pretty cool to have that, be able to feel the relaxed part now, to finally feel relaxed, especially after, I'm sure even after the first year or so, it didn't feel like you could relax as much as you can now.
Well, I think you know, you're coming out, you start working for a new, one new station, and you kind of go right into it. So, you know, even though you may have a break, you still don't have a break. You know, like mentally, you're still 100% connected to the game. So it's impossible to totally disconnect. Right. But I think on this one, because you know, of me having a situation that I had, and now being able to. To just really just relax, right? Just go do my hits on Fox, which I love Fox. I think Fox is just an amazing, amazing culture and company. But now I get to sit back and I get to chill, grab a cigar and not rush here and rush there and not have so much focus on it. Know everything about the game easily, right. But not have to have interest in it. Like I'm here as an uncle right. to my nephew. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm super excited for him. Like, yeah. I want him to win a ring so bad because he was there when I won both of mine. But and I've always told him there's no feeling when you feel that confetti and realize when you wake up in the morning that you're a champion for the rest of your life. That's why we do this.
Yeah.
And so for me, man, I get to possibly feel that moment again with him, you know, when Atlanta pulls this off.
It's yeah. funny because I've heard you explain it before about being a champion, but the way you just said it kind of hit me a little differently, which was you really have that moment forever. Like there's no taking that back ever. The rest of your life, you get to say, I'm a world champion.
Doc, let me tell you something. The greatest accomplishment, and you know this is in any business, right? Is to reach the pinnacle of what, where it is. Where does it stop? And I'm looking at it, man, and I'm looking at this confetti drop, and I'm like, you will never understand until you walk around and people refer to you as champ, the champ, because that's what people know. They witnessed it, right? They saw it. And that's where the inspiration is, right? That's why we do these podcasts, right? Because we share all of these experiences that people, a lot of people aren't bold enough to try. And so the people that are bold enough to try and actually achieve it, they're looked at as like, wow. But I don't think that it should be a wow. I think it should be that if you make up your mind to go do something, make it legendary. You know, make people want to remember you. And I think that's what this game does for you. Yeah.
Well, I think what you've shared and did it really in last week, like earlier last episode really clearly was to get our listeners to start finding their own wow moments in themselves. So it's not so much as this is a wow out there, which it is, but it's like you were saying last time, go find your wow moment in yourself. And I mean, that's what I mean. Again, it's why we're doing this week after week. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to leave you with some really positive information for positive inspiration for this weekend. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right. We're back and we are talking with champion and Ray Lewis of Lip Sync Battle. Forget two times.
I'm like, man, what you finna do? Champion. What you finna do? Introduce to me again?
I just wanted to get the lip sync championship in there one more time. I had to.
Go ahead. You ain't gonna stop laughing at that one for a while. So go ahead.
No, I'm not. I'm not till I can really get your dance down. I'm gonna put that a video up on me doing your dance.
Now, Doc, I might piss on myself if you ever do my dance. Let me say that straight up.
We should share with our listeners the first time we were doing, we had to do a picture shoot for the show we were doing, and the music came on, and you looked at me and you said, "Doc, can you dance now?" And I said, "Nope." And you're like, "I can see that."
Very clearly. Let's be clear here. I love you to death.
I am not what you would call a professional dancer. I'm not even what you'd call an amateur dancer.
I'm like, "Doc, when I see you dance, I'm like, are you mad? What's wrong?
Is there a fight breaking out? What's
happening? You running from somebody?"
Oh man, it's too bad this podcast isn't video right there, because I could just bust down dance. Bust down a dance right now.
Oh man. No.
So I was looking up some, I just kind of coming back to some inspiration that has hit me hard in the past, and I thought it'd be good to share with our listeners for inspiration. And that was this. For the longest time in racing, in running, and like in track, people wanted to break the 4-minute mile but couldn't break it. Like it was just like this unbreakable mark at the 4-minute mile. And then in 1954, Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile. And what's amazing about that is once he did that, now thousands of people have been able to break the 4-minute mm-hmm. mile. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like what this was, and what was symbolic for me is the moment we understand as human beings something's possible, now we say that's possible within ourselves. And so I just really wanted to share that with our listeners. Like, I think that's a key of what you do a lot, which is you show unbelievable. Like, here's one of the world's greatest athletes in the history of sports saying, "Here are things you can do." And that it's possible. Anything that a human being can do is, if that potential is in all human beings.
Because you know what's funny is that it's never the things that you actually do. It's never the things that you actually attempt, Doc. It's the things that you don't attempt, right? It's like, it's never the workouts that you do that you remember. It's the ones that you don't do that you remember. Right. And so if I give anything that I think we should tie into it as a people is just go for it. You know, I told this young kid today at the Microsoft event, like, I looked at this kid and I'm like, "What do you want to be?" And he used these words and he started going into, you know, "I want to be this, I want to be that." And I'm like, write your plan down. Put your plan together, okay? And I'm old school, Doc. You know me. I don't trust. I use computers up to a certain point, but I'm a pen and a pencil man. I love to see my handwriting on things. So I write a lot, man. But you know what makes it clear is when you write it in your handwriting, it's more personal, right? Mm. It becomes that. That's why a lot of women carry journals. You know, as one thing about a woman, a lot of women carry journals because they remember what those moments is, but it's the steps that you grow from. And so what happens when you're chasing something, when you start to write things down and then you see it and you go back to it after you complete it, it's like, wait a minute, this is real. Like, if I keep writing this, if I keep doing this, if I keep affirming that this is the way, or this is the way I'm going to live, hard work, dedication, focus, determination, whatever it is, and it then becomes a habit. Mm. Like it becomes something that you start to follow and you say, this is who I am, this is what I understand, and this is where I got to go. And I can't take breaks. That was the number one thing I told these people today. I said, the craziest thing, the guy was like, how many times you work out? I mean, do you work out every day? I was like, look, man, every day. Every day. Why? Because I'm still chasing something. Mm-hmm. You know, the game stops, but life don't stop.
Right.
right? And I think that's the challenge to people. Never stop chasing. Always. Listen, I always say this. Don't ever get comfortable somewhere. Because if you do, just like on your car, you know how when your legs get tired in your car and you're driving your car and you're driving for a long distance and you're driving for a good 10, 12 hours, what's the probably the first thing you're going to do when your legs get tired, your butt get kind of stiff, you're going to put the car on cruise control.
Yep.
Right? Because you're going to say, okay, I'm going to chill for a minute, I'm going to relax. But guess how long you leave that car on cruise control? You leave it longer, way longer than what you think. So your gas is burning out, just like your gas of life. Yeah. If you're on cruise control through life, you're going to burn every inch of gas you got, Doc.
I like
and that. It's going to be useless. You know what I'm saying? And yep. Yeah, bro, you got to use gas. Like when I go every morning, I get up, man, I'd be like, I got to go. I'm talking about. And so I'm so routine. I think that's what makes my go. I don't have to question it. And that's why I say it's never the things you do, it's the things you don't do. And so I think the challenge is to people, man, just go chase it. Chase anything that you want to write down. And when you write it down, make sure you achieve it. Not that nobody told you to do it, but because you want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you write it down, you crystallize it. I think as when we think about mental thoughts, you know, our mind can become overwhelmed by our thoughts. But what I love about the idea of writing it down is the moment we write it down, we crystallize it. And we do something else. We do two things. One, we crystallize it. Two, we make our goals clear. And when the we talk about Roger Bannister and breaking that 4 minute mile, whatever it is that you, the listener, wants to go after, the things that Ray's talking about right now, whatever it is that you want to go after, when you make it crystal clear, clear goals are much more likely to be met than unclear goals. So now, once it's clear, the only thing that can possibly stand in your way is you. So now it's your time to just say, look, this is what I want. My potential is limitless. And now it's time to just go after it and go get it.
Listen, you got a choice. I'm telling you, you got a choice in this world. You can either do it or you can watch somebody else do it. That's factual. And I'm telling you, me and Prime had this sit down today here at the Super Bowl to where we was just like going back and forth, like actually talking to each other, right? And it's funny what both of us said our inspiration turned out to be. Like what made you keep going, or what made you want to keep working out, and what made you want to be great and this and that. And Prime said something very interesting. He said, both of us never wanted to just be great. We wanted to be the greatest. Mm. But the burning desire behind that was, like Prime said, the thing that excited him the most is when he was able to see his mother come out of poverty. When he was able to see him go come from the hoods, come from these places. And it's the vice versa. Same thing with me. Yep. Like the passion never burns when you have something to actually challenge you every day. And for me, it's always been to make my mother smile. I need her to always smile, because as a man, as a child, as a father, as an uncle, if you can keep your mother smiling, I guarantee you're doing the right things.
Man, that's fantastic. And your vision was bigger. Your vision was bigger than yourself. So again, it comes back to, yes, that individual level, both you and Prime Time, was to be the greatest. But then the other thing was about bringing your mother out of poverty. And that's a vision that's greater than yourself. And we've said that so many times. I like the idea of making our mother smile. My mom was listening to our podcast this past week, and she texted me. She said, hearing you and Ray crack up laughing has me cracking up laughing as soon as I hear you two start laughing. So I said, all right, that's great. We'll keep it light more often.
Absolutely. Look, I think, and you know this, but I think a lot of people don't know this, is how silly we really are.
Yeah.
Like, I like to laugh. Like, I love to laugh, you know. But I know we be trying to feed people some knowledge. But I love laughter, man. I think, I was funny. I came home from set today, and I came in the house, and the first thing I started doing, I just said, I just need to laugh. So it's funny. It's funny because I go on little show and watch like Impractical Jokers, right? Because those boys are clowns, yeah. Right? They clowns. And then I go to the Carbonaro Effect, right? And when I'm watching the Carbonaro Effect, I'm like, really? Like, you're going to sit there and watch a man turn protein powder into full meat, and you don't think something's wrong? Something's wrong. Or either something wrong or I'm being hustled.
Yeah.
And you got to. So I think laughter is, I just think it's really the key to complete happiness, man. You talking about healing the body. Find a way to keep smiling, man, and keep laughing. You'll definitely find a way to heal the body, man.
Oh, that's 100%. That's 100%. Well, I hope our listeners can laugh, and I hope they can take in some of this insight. And if you haven't watched it yet, go watch Ray on Lip Sync, because he tears it up.
Yeah.
He tears it up. You walk away with a title.
I did walk away with a belt. I needed that belt. I'm a winner.
That belt?
I'm a winner. I played to win. I am not join up for nothing without winning.
I just want to know if you got to keep that belt.
No, but man, you know what they said? They were supposed to, I think, now this is what they said. I think they make one and send it to you.
All right. Yeah. Just don't be surprised if next time I'm staying at your house, I'm running around the house with the championship belt around my waist like I'm in the WWE. Jumping off the couch, take a top rope.
I'm too bored to piss on myself, man. Hey, man, look, this is going to be a heck of a Super Bowl, I think. I'm really, you know, I'm telling you the truth, bro. This is from the science of understanding this. Atlanta, I hope, and I don't know if they have the ability to, but I hope they understand who they playing. Because if they don't, Tom Brady will shred them, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, he will make it look so easy. You will think that it's a setup. So I hope that they're ready. I hope that they're dialed in on the small things. You know, I said this today, you know, in championship games, they ask what wins championships. What wins championships is fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
Simple fundamentals. Exactly who you are in the dark is who you're going to be in the light. Yeah, bro. And then that man, Tom Brady, let me tell you something about that Tom Brady. You know, people sometimes get misunderstood with how much respect I have for him. The respect I have for him is so freaking great that I like to be mad at him because he's that great, you know, because me and him was the same way.
Yeah.
Like when we saw each other, I was like, no, not today. Not today. And I sit back and watch it on TV. I say to myself, I'm like, oh, these boys ain't got a chance. Like they playing against Tom just zone dropping. They dropping the hook curls and three receiver hook. You better locate the man. You got to play a chess match with Tom Brady, man. And so I'm really excited to see this game. But I think Matty Ice, this game is all on him. This game is all on him, bro. I'm telling you, I think he has to make up his mind what he gonna do, because he got all the weapons, he got everything. But we all know under pressure, Matty Ice get himself in trouble sometime. And the question is this game too big for Matty Ice? Because that's the only thing that can slow Atlanta's offense down. Because he is going to have to outscore Tom Brady to win this game. Okay, you got a young secondary. You got a linebacker core that's not as – they can't identify routes like that. You saw what he done in Pittsburgh 2 weeks ago. And so now you bring this mastermind into this game against a young secondary. If you don't score points and make him have to match you, this game can be uglier than you think. So I hope Matty Ice is ready to play. Yeah,
I think he will be. I'm still taking Atlanta.
Me too. I'm with Atlanta all the way.
Yeah, I think he will be, but it'll be fun. I want to end on this because I've heard you talk about this. I actually heard you talk about this on a different show about simplifying the game. And well, you talked a little bit on our show too about simplifying the game. And that's the kind of the key is to be able to don't make it more complicated than it is. And I really kind of believe that about life too. I think we need to simplify life. I think it's not as complicated when we can just kind of put our effort into our relationships, put our effort into our dreams, and put our effort into having some fun on this planet with each other, with you know, lightheartedness, you know, not taking ourselves so seriously. So I'm hoping everybody has a great weekend. I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy watching this game.
Yeah, man, enjoy your Super Bowl for everybody. I think the simplicity of this game, I'm ready to sit down and watch it. And actually, I get to go see it in person, you know, outside the MVP one. I think this is like my first one being to since I stopped playing. So but you know, I got invested interest as well. So I want my nephew to really win this, man. So let's go, Falcons.
Yeah.
Rise up.
Rise up. All right, man.
Hey, bro, I appreciate you, man. Love you, man. You take care of yourself.
Love you too, man. Thank you for downloading the Tackling Life podcast. For more Tackling Life content and information about our guests, please visit tacklinglifepodcast.com. Subscribe to Tackling Life and you'll get two all new episodes automatically downloaded each week. You can become a part of the Tackling Life community by following us on our Tackling Life Facebook and Twitter pages. We definitely want to hear from you, so please reach out. We'd also love for you to take a moment and give us a rating and a review on our iTunes page. Until next time, for Ray Lewis, I'm Dr. Christian Conti.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.